That water was the hardest water, and nothing would lather in it.
Well, my wife is from Shelbyville, and they still have that problem with the water over there in Middle Tennessee, having all the minerals in it and everything.
And I tell you, I never have seen such water in my life. And of course, we'd have to scald everything, you know, to get anything off of it. And then they laugh, you know, talking about washing in a wash tub with a... And when I was growing up, I used to have to go in from school in the afternoon. Kids don't know anything about that today, but I used to have to go in from school in the afternoon and fill up 3 wash tubs, you know. Excuse me, that's my son, I guess, calling from Birmingham. Hi, from Birmingham, but he's going to try to come on over there.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's a hard drive
for Birmingham. Yes, it's a hard drive, but he says there's 2 of the officers already out of the bank, and he couldn't very well leave before Thursday morning to save his life, and then he'll have to be back Thursday night. And his wife's grandmother is right at the point of death down there.
In Birmingham?
Mm-hmm. So I said everything was happening at once.
Boy,
it just
seems like that's the way it always
does. Oh, that's the truth. When it, as the old saying is, it never rains but what it pours.
Right. What about the top part of a barn where people store hay and everything? Kids used to play.
Loft.
Okay.
Yeah, I played in the loft.
Yeah, right. What about a barn built especially for cows where you might buy milk and butter and that kind of thing?
Dairy.
Okay.
That's what you want.
That'd be fine. What about a place where in a barn where you might keep a horse?
Stable.
Okay. Have you ever heard the term milk gap or something like that or for a place where cows are milked?
No, I don't believe I have.
What about a place where you might keep hogs or pigs?
Well, that's a pig pen.
Okay.
I'd say.
The fenced-in area around the barn, have you heard that called the lot or the barnyard or the what?
Well, I've heard it called both.
Okay.
Or the barn lot. You know, a lot of people do say barn lots.
Right. What about a place where cows and horses graze?
I'd say the pasture.
Okay. You ever see anybody get out with a hoe and weed cotton or thin cotton out? What do they call that?
Well, let me see.
Do you ever hear it called chopping cotton?
Chopping cotton.
You know, something I remember just barely, but I can remember my mother telling me when she was visiting relatives here that up until, the last 20 years or so, they used to let the county schools out
for
every
chopping
year
cotton.
For picking cotton.
Well, let me tell you, for picking cotton, that has gone on right here in this county up until, I'll say the last 4 or 5 years, maybe.
Really? I thought maybe with the mechanical cotton picking.
Until they were very plentiful, and that may be a little bit longer than that, but not too much longer, that they used to, they'd have to start to school the first day of, in August,
mm-hmm.
and they would go to school a month or 6 weeks, and then they'd be out for cotton picking.
That's right. I remember her telling me about that.
Yes, sir. That was a standard thing here in the county, I know, for
what
many
about
years.
A big area where cotton's grown, you'd call that a cotton
field.
Okay. What about, you mentioned a garden a moment ago, what kind of fence are you most likely to see around the little garden patch? Would it be a little white wooden fence that comes to a point, you'd call that a what?
Well, let me see. I don't really know.
Some people call it a paling fence, or a picket fence.
I'd say a picket fence. Okay. You know, you call the little boards palings. I mean, they used mm-hmm. to say that, you know, but it's a picket fence
okay.
around